A Nashville-based startup has taken over a chain of opioid treatment centers in East Tennessee with visions of expanding throughout the region. And as WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, job number one is rehabbing the old company's image.
Last year, Watauga Recovery Centers were raided by the Drug Enforcement Agency. They specialized in prescribing an opioid addiction treatment drug called buprenorphine, which also happens to be one of the most illegally obtained prescription drugs in the state. In November, a new Nashville firm took over, and that's when Angeli Murray started mending fences in the community.
First and foremost, we are out there in the open. We say, come one, come all, come into our center, look at what we do. We are not hiding anything.
The company has rebranded as Revita, but Murray says it's much more than a name change. For one, they now take insurance instead of just cash, and they supply many of their 2,000 patients with lockboxes to keep their buprenorphine safe from family or friends who are still abusing drugs.
We do not write a new prescription for stolen medications.
Revita also joined local chambers of commerce and has already been part of a state task force looking at whether nurse practitioners should be able to prescribe buprenorphine. And perhaps most importantly, they've established relationships with law enforcement.
We got on board with the Narcan, and they came down trained my officers.
Hamblin County Sheriff Esko Jarnigan says Revita's people came to teach deputies about how to use the overdose reversal drug. He says he's been skeptical of companies like Revita that provide outpatient medication-assisted treatment, viewing it as simply trading one opioid for another. But he's desperate for any kind of help in his mountainous community, which has been at the center of the opioid epidemic.
Hey, I'm grasping for straws. At least they are making an effort to try to do something.
Revita operates 7 clinics in East Tennessee and Southwest Virginia, with plans to expand to Middle Tennessee and beyond in the coming years. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.